Recording 13, Town and Country.
I clearly remember the day when my plane landed at Kingsford Smith Airport in Sydney. After two stopovers in Dubai and Kuala Lumpur and an endless flight over the Indian Ocean, I have taken the first steps in my dream country, Australia. The overwhelming feeling of joy was soon replaced by frustration when the airport customs officer took an interest in my luggage and asked me to follow him. I obediently did so. While dragging my two heavy suitcases, I was trying to sort out the reason in my head. Do I look like a criminal? Or perhaps a drug smuggler? Or maybe just someone who hasn't had a proper sleep in 24 hours? After a meticulous search of the luggage, which took a while, and seeing that I didn't pose any threat whatsoever, I was permitted to enter the country. There I was, standing at the airport, looking out for my flatmate-to-be, who had promised to pick me up before I boarded the plane. There was no one holding a card bearing my name, and I had no idea what she looked like. After feeling a little bit lost and seeing that all the passengers have been picked up from the arrival hall, it dawned on me. Since I was held up by the luggage search, she must have thought I was not coming, so she had gone. No reason to panic. I saved her phone number in my mobile, I thought. So I decided to give her a call and explain the situation. When I dialed her number, I found out that my phone needed to be activated in order to make and receive calls. There was nothing left to be done. I had to find a phone booth and call her from there. The flatmate turned out to be a nice person. After picking me up at the airport, we drove to the rented flat. It was quite a small two-bedroom flat with a shared bathroom, but it was clean, comfortable, cozy, and homey. A definite bonus of the flat was the stunning view from the living room window on the magnificent Sydney Harbour Bridge. Feeling completely exhausted, I fell asleep in my new home. The following morning, I woke up to a rainy day, but I was all excited to explore the city, meet my classmates at school, discover the native Australian animals and plants. During my stay, I encountered lots of surprises, both positive and negative. I was bitten by bedbugs in a hotel and couldn't find a proper job. But I had the chance to see the real Australia with the immense beaches on the coastline, the natural beauty and the aboriginal art. After all, I consider myself lucky to have fulfilled my dream and visited my dream country.